Welcome to the Jaguar Podcast, a show where we discuss all things related to Duval County's finest NFL football team, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Blue 42, set, play!
Duval, baby! Hey, everybody, it's Andrew, and welcome to episode 143 of the Jaguar Podcast. In this episode, I'll be doing my usual pregame analysis of the matchup between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Houston Texans. But before we get into it, hit that red subscribe button if you enjoy the content. For returning subscribers, hit that bell icon to get alerts on the latest content. Okay, so the Houston Texans versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. Who do I think is going to win? I'll just get down to it outright. I think the Texans are going to win this game. Jacksonville is a dumpster fire right now. Looks like we are pretty much tanking for draft picks. Do I like that? No. Do I think it's a good strategy at this point? Probably, because Gardner Minshew's injured. Doesn't seem like the offense is clicking really well. Obviously some issues with the coaching staff, with our defense too. So I think it's probably the best move at this point. Jake Luton will be getting the start in this game, and it'll be interesting to watch. We haven't seen much of him. Haven't seen much of him during the preseason given the pandemic. So it'll be interesting to see what he will be able to do on the field, kind of his first really experience as a starter against a, you know, professional, you know, in a professional kind of arena. And it definitely will, I think it'll be interesting for him because, you know, the defense, the pass rush, I think they're going to send pressure. You know, they're going to send J.J. Watt. They're going to blitz. They're going to make him feel uncomfortable back there. So Jacksonville, their offensive line has to step up and protect Luton. I don't think he's going to pass a lot in this game. I think they're probably going to give the ball to Robinson. I think Robinson's going to get a lot of carries in this game just because I don't think Luton is up to speed or as familiar with the offense yet and just playing in the pros. So that's kind of what I see the Jags game plan as. You know, you'll probably see a lot of, you know, handoffs to Robinson. You'll probably see some, you know, screen passes from Luton, probably some short stuff, not much, you know, going deep or deep balls from Luton, but that's kind of just what I predict. It could be a high scoring game if Jacksonville, you know, their defense doesn't show up, and it hasn't been historically. I mean, they're giving up what, 30 plus points a game. So that's just one reason why I think Jacksonville will likely not come away with a win in this game. But I think it's the right move, honestly, to start Jake Luton over Mike Glennon. I said that in the previous episode, but I really think it's important to get him out there, see what he can do, kind of see what you have from a player's perspective. I mean, I do think Jacksonville will likely draft another quarterback in the 2021 draft. A lot of people are saying that's Justin Fields. And I agree with that. I think that we'll probably go for Fields. But I think this game could be a tough one to watch. It could be interesting. Luton may surprise us all. I think that just, if he does have a great game, it just makes Gardner Minshew's future more uncertain at this point, which is unfortunate. I'm not saying I don't want Jake Luton to play well, because I do, but that'll be an interesting situation, how they're going to handle Gardner Minshew. I imagine it's going to be a trade at the end of the season, given that the deadline, I mean, is like literally today. I'm recording this on Election Day. So yeah, more to come on that, but I think Jacksonville will come away with a loss in this game. but let me know how you feel about it. Leave me a comment on the YouTube video or podcast episode. Reminder, I will be streaming this game live play-by-play on Sunday, November 8th at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It will be streamed on YouTube. I will also be doing an audio stream on Podbean as well. And it'll also be streamed out to a couple different platforms like Twitch and Periscope. And yeah, so come by, check it out, have some fun. We'll have some fun. We'll have some laughs, hopefully. And hopefully it's an exciting game. But yeah, subscribe to the channel. Stay safe. Go Jags. And I'll see you next time. Let me get that. JYD coming up with the big fat. Quarterbacks be where we on the prowl. Game day night, you could hear it in our growl. Intimidation on to keep their hearts racing. Eating other teams live on TV front of the nation. Spectacular defensive scheme. This episode is available on the Jaguar Podcast YouTube channel. So if you stop by, make sure to subscribe and give this video a like. Also, these episodes are available on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and other major podcast distributors as well. So if you don't mind, please leave me a review and some feedback. I'd really appreciate that. If you'd like to connect with me on social media, my Twitter handle is @JagRoarPodcast. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. This is Andrew signing off. Cheers.